Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the Sent His Word Radio Roundtable. I'm your host, Diane Woods, and I'd like to thank you for tuning into the broadcast today. Today I want to give a word of encouragement about your seed, sowing seed. This is the springtime and the time where people are planting gardens and sowing all types of seed. But the seed I want to encourage you to plant is a seed of encouragement to other people, or even a seed of encouragement to yourself. A lot of times we read here in Genesis 8 and 22, it says, "While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night will not cease." Well, now when you think about seed time and harvest, we plant seeds, then there's a harvest. We think about sometimes financing, sowing seed, and many times that's how we refer to our seed time. But seed time is more than just a financial seed. It's part of our seed that we sow. But also, what about the time in between when we plant? We plant, we sow that seed. It could be the tiniest seed, the smallest seed. But between the seed time and the harvest, what is going on? There's growth taking place. So when you plant your seed, make sure that it is a seed that you want to grow, something that you want to grow in your life, to encourage other people. We want positive seeds in our lives. We don't want to necessarily always be sowing seeds of negativity or murmuring or complaining, but we want to sow seeds of faith, of trust in the Lord, because in between seed time and harvest, there's growth. So think about what you're planting today in your individual garden, whether it be a seed of encouragement, a financial seed, but always remember within that seed, between that seed time and harvest, there's always going to be growth. So how does your garden grow? This is Diane from He Sent His Word Radio Roundtable, and thank you so much for tuning in. I invite you to visit our website and check out our latest resource, Prayer, A Partnership with God. And you have a great one.